I want to play this Kayvon Thibodeau audio. Thibodeau's a good player. Help me with the pronunciation of this thing.
Thibodeau.
So Tib, not Thib.
Yeah, Thibodeau.
Okay.
The H is silent.
Okay, Thibodeau. Fifth overall pick in the 22 draft out of University of Oregon. He's a Southern California guy. Oregon recruits really well down in L.A. area. Probably they pay a lot, frankly. Thibodeau's supposed to be a beast. The size, speed, all the measurables are there, 6'5", 260. He has not lived up to his draft status, I would say, but he sure has against Washington.
Yeah.
He also had a much better second season last year than he did his rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get much going in the first game against Sam freaking Darnold, but still, Thibodeau decided to say this about Washington.
I would say Washington in particular, you know, they're not really a rival, but they're what would you call it, in conference, in our same division, there we go. They're in our division, so it's always a great game. You know, we see them twice a year, so I'm excited. Jaden Daniels is a great quarterback. He's from Cali, you know, grew up knowing him, grew up with him, so I understand, you know, he's a great player, and I'm excited to go against him.
So I think when you read that, and I'm sure on Instagram it's a headline, like Kayvon mm-hmm. Thibodeau says Washington's not a rival. What he's like, man, they're not a rival. It's a division game. I don't think he really
– If you look at it, since he's gotten into the league, have they been?
No.
Okay. So I think when you – this is the thing. We automatically assume our biggest rival is the Cowboys. When I got to Philly, I realized their biggest rival were the Giants. But then when I went to the Giants, I realized that the whole damn division all have a little dislike for each other. You know what I mean? Everybody hated the Cowboys. But the Eagles-Giants games were the most physical I've seen in a long time.
Sure.
We hated the Cowboys. But when we played the Eagles, that was physical as hell. And when we played the Giants, it was always super, super close. So what is the definition of rival? You know what I mean? Like, is it something that fans make up, or is it something that's really done on the field? Because I'm going to tell you, I saw no difference, and I normally saw an elevation of physicality when we played the Giants, the Eagles, even the Cardinals, when we were killing them, it was still tough. But everyone assumes it's just the Cowboys all the time.
Well, so much of it is just playing a team a second time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's an inherent increased knowledge base, and then inherently that's going to create, like, when you know somebody and you know, oh man, that what was the play Thursday night, right? In the opener last week, one of the dudes was it Isaiah Likely? Somebody on the Ravens was pissed about a hit he took.
I think it was Likely.
Remember he went off post game?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, 55 when I see you again, something like that, right?
Yeah.
The odds are they're not going to see each other again. Yeah. It would have to be in the playoffs,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the division game, when that happens, you know you get to see him again.
Yeah.
You know, like all those little things add up.
The smallest thing can make something into a rival. Listen, he said he grew up with Jaden, grew up knowing him.
Right.
That could be a rival. You know, what if I played against somebody in high school, now he's on a team in my division? That makes me want to be up for that team even more because, you know what, we go back home, we can brag about it. You know what I'm saying? Every little thing can make it, but ultimately, when you look at the fact of teams that can knock another team out of the playoffs and they knocked you out of the playoffs and the championship and all that type of thing, those rivals grow. And then it comes down to fans disliking people because of whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I think they are still rivals. I wouldn't say that it's number one, but
No. He's
come into the league and has had the upper hand all those times, so he's like, oh, they're not a rival. But this is the thing, again, about a young guy. He's in his 20s. He has not looked at the history to know that, yes, it's a damn rival.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Giants and back when it was the Redskins and all, they had some games where it mattered to where you're going to go on in the playoffs, be where you're going to be positioned and going into the playoffs. You know, a team wins a Super Bowl out of your division, you want to top them next time.
How would you rank at this point? Let's go around the room on this because I'm curious. I feel like everybody might have a different take. How would you rank for Washington? And let's be honest, some of it even just sounds different with the new name. But, like, Commanders' biggest rivals, Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, you know.
I go Eagles first.
I was kind of thinking the same
thing. I go Eagles first because the fans of the Eagles
take over.
They make it worse.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the fans here, they know how they are. And then I'll go Giants, then I'll go Cowboys.
Cowboys last?
Yes. Because think about this. We automatically assume it's the Cowboys because you always think back in the day, Cowboys and Indians. That's how it came from.
Right.
But what team seems to be able to have your number more often? The Giants. So I throw the Giants there because we all sit here up until this Thursday this week. What we've been saying all week, we're scared to talk a lot because the Giants always have our numbers. You're more concerned about the Giants than you are the Cowboys. The Giants can be horrible, and you're still worried about them. The Cowboys have had better talent over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They've had better talent. The Giants hadn't always had the better talent, but look at their record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this team goes out and wins 5 games, 6 games. They beat you 2 times. Okay? That stuff, that makes it a little bit better because we are normally more equally matched with them, and they seem to get the best. The teams that have better talent, we seem to have a split with them a lot of times.
Yeah, it's interesting. You make a hell of a point.
Danny says, I hate them all. Danny, I am with you, dog. I hate them all, too.
Is that Danny Frank?
No, this is a Danny on the line. I don't know if it's Danny Frank or not.
Well, if it is, I know he does. all right, where do I land here? I'm with you. I think the Eagles rivalry has become the biggest, and I think a lot of it is that Washington usually plays the Eagles really tough.
Plays them tough, and look at the proximity. It's
sure.
Much closer than it is all the way to Dallas.
And, dude, some of it might be at – you can probably figure out who this player is, but there's a player on Washington now that played for Philly for a long time, and he was asked about making his home debut this weekend. He's like, yeah, you know, I've played in the stadium a long time, but it would be nice to have the home fans cheering for me. And I didn't want to put him in a rough spot and say this out loud. I may have whispered it later. Mm-hmm. But I said, dude, blame for the Eagles. You probably had the home crowd. I think.
Yes.
I think the way Philly has taken over FedEx, Northwest. I guess they never took over Northwest. We'll see. But the way they've taken over home games in Landover, I think has added fuel to that.
Yeah.
And dude, they've been doing that now consistently long enough.
Rivalries are not only grown on the field, it's grown off the field as well. And when you deal with a lot of stuff that we hear the fans talking about when the Eagles come, the Eagles fans come down here, you know, that makes that rivalry grow because the fan base get a little bit more antagonized and elevated. The emotions get more elevated when those teams come in. Hell, the Steelers come through here too. They take over the stadium. We don't have the same mindset and the stories and rumors coming back from those games. But when it's the Eagles, it's a different thing.
Let's go to – now, obviously, I'm fully aware that historically it's been Dallas. I'm fully aware of that. It just feels a little different now. To your point, it was – Cowboys and Redskins, you know what I mean? Redskins, Cowboys, it was Thanksgiving, it was Pat Summerall, it was John Madden. Just, I don't know, that one feels a little different. Landini, give me your NFC East rivalry rankings.
I would go Cowboys number one, Eagles two, Giants three.
Okay, why do the Cowboys still get it, just the history?
Yeah, and they're the biggest team. It seems like there's tons of Cowboys fans living in the area still. I think that if you're talking to fans, the team that they would care most about beating would be the Cowboys.
Maybe we let fans chime in on this. How does everybody feel about the phones right here?
I'm cool with that.
NFC East rivalry rankings, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Historically, it has absolutely been the Cowboys. I wonder if we're still there or if things have kind of emerged in a new light. I mean, it's 2024.
The
Washington or Dallas hasn't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s.
The Cowboys thing, though. Did it become a rivalry more because of the play on the field, or did it become a rivalry because of the fight zone that the Cowboys owner supposedly had owned or whatever, or what, had to sell it back to him or figure out something? All, the whole story of that became something more than anything else than the actual play. And then over the years, it became a great thing because, you know, TV's played up the Cowboys versus the Indians, that all type of stuff.
Sure. And the teams were really good for a long time.
Yeah, but today, I think I see a lot of craziness when that green rolls in here, too.
Bro, I think it might be the Eagles. Yeah. So I'm going to put a tweet out now that everybody can vote on. And I'm trying to be fair. I said, who's the Commander's biggest rival now? I gave Cowboys, Eagles, Giants, or other. Does that seem fair?
Yeah.
I can't list every damn team. All right, I'm posting it. So people can vote. We'll open the phone lines, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Jeffrey, give me your NFC East rivalry rankings.
It will always be the Cowboys number one in my eyes. Like, I can't even – I hate playing with them on Madden. Like, I just have a bad taste for the Cowboys. Then it will have to be the Eagles and then the Giants. And the reason why I rank it like that is because Cowboys, historically, I just grew up hating that team. Two, the Eagles have been the best team in the NFC East. And we will beat them one time. You know, they'll split with us. The Giants, they're a trash team that, you know, they beat teams that they are not supposed to beat, and unfortunately, that is us. So I just count, I don't really, yeah. So man, we got to beat the Giants, but it's always, for the past couple of years, it's been Dallas and Philly competing for the top spot, and I always had more pride beating them than worrying about the Giants. So Cowboys, Eagles, Giants.
Cowboys, Eagles, Giants. I agree with you. The Giants are last. Like, it never has seemed as vitriolic as Cowboys or Eagles games, but nothing to me matches the intensity, anger, like level of, oh my God, a fight could happen at any second, as Eagles games. And maybe that's about Eagles fans.
That's on the field or off.
Yo, this is the most stabby city in America. We're going to take your calls next. Who is the Commanders we're talking about? The 2024 Washington Commanders. Hail to the Commanders! Who is their biggest rival? Nobody go anywhere.